the time is flying by, you guys. It is 11 o'clock already, October 28th, Wednesday, which is our day for Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Yay! Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, where I can fellowship and hang out and talk to you guys and hang out and have a good time with everybody that comes on with us. I'm just so excited about Wednesdays. It's the best day of the week for me because I get the fellowship with you guys. Listen, tell all of your friends that they can go and say, hey, Google Gina's Radio Chat or Alexa, BBS Radio Station number one, and it'll bring you, both of those will bring you right to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat and to BBS Radio. Also, you can also download the app, and then you can take us everywhere you go, and you can listen all day long, 7 days a week, 24/7, okay? That's what you can do with Dr. Gina's Radio Chat and BBS Radio, you guys. I love this station. And what else do we have going on? Okay, that's it for that. But I wanted to go ahead and say the weather. Today's weather is 64 and cloudy. For the last few days, it's been cloudy in D.C., and we're going to have rain Thursday and Friday, so be prepared for that. Temperatures are going down, so I just wanted to share with you that our low this week is going to be 46 degrees, and that is on Monday. So we're steadily going down, down, down in the temperature because it is going on November, you guys. I know, where's the time going? 45 degrees and sunny right now in Detroit. High is 52 degrees. You're waking up to 35 degrees. Sounds very cold, Detroit, but I'm not surprised. You guys are true to your weather. It never surprises me. 38 degrees in Dallas. That's cold. You have rain showers all the way until 3 o'clock p.m. You're waking up tomorrow to 38 degrees, so be prepared for that. London, you are 55 degrees. You got showers coming around 6 and 7 p.m. You're waking up to 57 degrees. You got showers tomorrow. Los Angeles, 55 degrees right now. Your high is 75 degrees. It never rains in Southern California. I see you when I get there. I'll be right back there, you guys. I love California. Okay, 75 degrees is going to be your high. You're waking up tomorrow to 57 degrees. Sunshine all week long. Let's see. And Charlotte, you are 66 degrees and you got showers right now, high 70. Got thunderstorms coming, so be prepared for that. Australia, you're 66 degrees and you're clear skies, just a partly cloudy. You got some winds coming tomorrow and Friday. 49 is what you're waking up to, but your high is going to be 82 tomorrow. 55 now in Hawaii. Your high is 70 degrees. You got showers coming this afternoon after 12 p.m. Showers all week long. You guys waking up to 55 degrees. Be prepared for that. Puerto Rico, you're 77 degrees. Showers all the way until 5 o'clock. Thunderstorms tomorrow and Friday. Waking up to 67 degrees. Portugal, 48 degrees. Showers, 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 showers until 4 a.m. And then tomorrow, again, 53 degrees is what you're waking up to. And 53 degrees is what you're getting all day long until tomorrow, 53 degrees. But then you're going to go up slightly in showers, though. 60 degrees tomorrow is going to be your high. All right, if I didn't say anything about your nation, your continent, the state, the city, wherever you are, remember, God is in control and he has the final say in everything, no matter what's going on in politics, no matter what's going on virtually, no matter what's going on in your neighborhood, in your family, in your finances, in your health, no matter what, God promised that he would do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think. And nothing, and I mean nothing, is too hard for God. And guess what the Bible says? What? He says, if God be for you, who? Who in the world could be against you? That's his promises, you guys. Read the word and you'll have his promises close to your heart. And whenever something seems like it's challenging you, you'll be able to draw right from that, the pool of living water. All right? I love you so much. We're going to take a sponsorship break right now. And then we'll be back with Ministerial Minute.
Would you like to find a wig that looks natural and fits you? Find it at La Host Hair and Wig. La Host, your full-service wig boutique with high-quality wigs and products at affordable prices. Hundreds of options to choose from, personally styled to fit you. Plus, drop off your wig, we'll wash it and style it all in the same day.
I'm a veteran.
I'm a survivor.
Call today and find out how they receive their free wigs.
Look and feel your best with a wig from La Host Hair and Wig.
Everybody's the
And that phone number is 248-546-4247. Again, 248-546-4247. Or you can visit them on their website, www.lehosthair.com. And that is www.lehosthair.com. LaHost Hair and Wigs. All right, you guys. Ministerial moment. A switch with minute moment. Depends on how the Holy Spirit moves, man. So anyway, we're going to do for a minute today. All right. So I was just sitting back and I was looking. You know how in Facebook, how we get all of those memory pictures and stuff. And I've been deleting the heck out of a lot of pictures because I just don't feel like I'm in the same place or the same person. I don't feel like some of those pictures, I think I was in a different state of mind and spiritually definitely in a different state. And I just was looking back over the years that I've been called into ministry and just, you know, the layers of peeling back and the layers of covering that I've received through grace and mercy. And I'm telling you, I have lived. Do you understand me? I have done so many things, glory to God, that most people don't do in a lifetime. It has truly been a blessing. And I don't say that to boast in myself. I'm definitely boasting in God's, just God's mighty hand. I mean, considering what I've come out of for 20 plus years, what bondage I was in, to be able to, you know, grace the stages that I have been on and meet the people that I've met and fellowship with the people that I fellowship with and ministered in areas that I ministered. I mean, it's just been amazing. I mean, we've had church in at a Frankie Beverly and Mays show. We have had church in a Toni Braxton show. We have had church at a DMX concert. Like, I mean, wherever I go, I represent the kingdom as much as possible. There were some areas in some of my days and times that I believe that it was through grace and mercy that I was on the platforms and stages that I was on in the midst of thousands of people that didn't come there to hear about God, that didn't come there to hear about Jesus, that didn't want to necessarily be reminded of their downfalls or their shortcomings or some of their sinful nature and things like that, but God had a different plan when he asked me to come. And I just say that to say that, you know, it's easy to think that that's just where you're supposed to be, and it's easy to think that that's your thing, but that wasn't my thing. I don't believe that that was my thing. I think that God used me in those areas because I was available to be there, and I believe that these were opportunities for even one soul. But I also believe that that wasn't my thing. I was not created to host concerts. That wasn't why he created me, to host concerts. That's what I'm saying. And so I look back at my time and I say, you know, at least, you know, he got some glory. I don't know why this is making me cry a little bit. At least he did get some glory in some of that. But I think I'm coming up with a little emotion here, feeling the leading of the Holy Spirit and feeling his presence, because I lay all of that down. Those things are not important to me. The people that I've met, it's been wonderful. I've done a lot of hosting and it's been wonderful, but that's not why I was created. I was created to preach the gospel, to go forth throughout the lands and minister salvation and the glory of Jesus Christ. And I'm just thankful that to get the opportunity to say what I'm willing to do, to make my mind up, to decide what side of the fence I'm going to be on. And I want to live in what I was created to do. And I want to walk in my destiny. And so, you know, when I look at those pictures and I, you know, it used to be like, oh, wow, I did this and that's so great. And, you know, God did that and this and that. But just to be reminded that that's not what I was created. So that brings me to the question, what are you created to do? And are you willing to lay down your life to do it? You know, I made up my mind during this pandemic at the gate. I was already exhausted at the gate. I was exhausted about the next stage, the next interview, the next conference, the next, you know, network affiliation. I was exhausted with that. I was exhausted with that. And I knew that there had to have been more to what God had. I just wasn't feeling at ease. Even though these are things that, you know, I was blessed to have opportunities to do and things like that, God will allow you to go wherever you set your mind to go. The thing is, will you have peace and will you be fulfilled? There was no fulfillment and there was no peace for me. And so when the pandemic came, it gave me an opportunity to sit down and just reflect and allow him to revitalize what he created me to do. And so therefore, I look back at my life and I'm like, you know what? This is so amazing that you give me an opportunity to say yes, not my will, but your will. And so at this particular time, doors are opening up for me that I remember him speaking to me and having prophetically said to me for years. Sometimes it'll take a while, you guys, and we feel like we got to step in and help make it happen. Or somebody will tell you how talented you are, or how gifted you are, and you could do this and you can do that. And it'll sound like a great idea and you're giving God glory. But is that what he, the creator, created you to do? You will only find peace in what he predestined and created you to do. And in that acceptance and that contentment, he will complete the work that he's already started, and he calls it good. And so I feel like that in that surrenderance of everything and saying, you know what, Lord, I choose you and your will and your way, because even though this is good, I know you got something better, because I know that in whatever you predestined for me to do is going to bring me peace and joy. And that's what I'm experiencing, that I have not experienced in a long, I'm talking about years. It's been good, but I'm telling you, there's a peace and a confidence and a faith level and where I'm at right now that I wouldn't trade a stage for it at all. I wouldn't care if I didn't meet another anybody. I just want to serve God. That's all I got to say. And it doesn't matter if it's a preaching or if it's evangelizing or if it's just, you know, whatever he's got you doing in your arena, whatever that is. But I'm telling you, if you still chasing and hunting and trying to figure it out and being anxious and can't sleep at night and your mind is going 1,000 miles a minute, then you need to ask God, what is going on? Where are you, and are you in this? Is it your grace or is it you? Because I really want more of you. I'm telling you, he's got something even greater than what you can ever imagine or think. And that's my ministerial minute, and I hope it bless you. We're going to take a commercial break, and then we'll be right back after these messages.
Have you heard about the Life in the Spirit devotionals? Life in the Spirit is a collection of teaching devotionals that shatters the work of the enemy who attempts to hold you back from reaching your full potential. The first set is called the Solid Rock Series. These four devotionals help you build a strong foundation to stay rooted and grounded in Christ. You'll learn what it means to be a child of God, how to have the faith that moves mountains, how you can experience true freedom in Christ, and how to step into your purpose and destiny. The second set is called the Holy Spirit Series. These four devotionals help you build an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. You'll be guided into encounters with the Holy Spirit, learn to go deeper into His presence, understand and receive the Holy Spirit baptism, and learn to war powerfully in the Spirit. You get all 8 devotionals from Life in the Spirit for only $30 plus free shipping. Save 80% now with this special offer. Go to lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Hi, I'm Emmanuel, and you are listening to the best internet talk show in the world, Mom, Dr. Gina R. Prince. And you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Aw, my son. Gina G with the Trinity. I say Gina G with the Trinity. I say Gina G with the Trinity. I say what she said. She got the Trinity. I say what she said. She got the Trinity. She got the Trinity for you with me. I say Gina G, what you got to say? What you got to say to me and her? And her and him? And us and us? Gina G.
I needed all of that today. I'm telling you, I need it from the top of the morning, from right on now, from that song right there. I'm going to stick it with me and live the rest of my day on cloud nine. Do y'all hear me? Okay. Let me get to this tea. Let me get to this tea, you guys. And I'm going to keep it short and sweet on the tea just because we only have how many days left to November 3rd? Come on, y'all do the math. Do the math in your head. Vote. There's also stipulations of them on your mail-in ballots, you guys. Gina, you've already voted, correct? You mailed yours.
Yep, I did. I mailed mine.
Okay, good. Because there's been a lot of stipulations of fires, people burning the what are they called? I can't say it today. What's the box? Lord, y'all help me today now.
The voting so ballot box.
The mailbox.
The poll box.
The blue mailbox. Yes, there you go. They have been set on fire, so you got to make sure you pay attention to what you're doing. Go vote, vote, vote. If you have to stand in line, I'm going today to vote. It's right around the corner from my house. The long lines, do not get discouraged. You guys, make sure that you stand in line. If you notice, Gina, in the city of Atlanta, they had lines and they cut them off in Atlanta last week. So you guys just have to make sure that you're due diligence. Don't have on any Biden campaign gear. You can't have on any Trump gear. There's so many little rules and stipulations they have. So don't make sure you have your ID. Make sure you have your voter registration card. Gina, there's a lot going on in the world, but I really believe that the next few days are really, really critical. And getting out to vote is really, really important. And I watched the Hip Hop Awards just to speak on a lighter side of the culture. It was done very well. Now, if you guys know anything about, you know, hip-hop culture and award shows, then you know we've had some bumps in the road, especially on BET. But for some reason, it was done so wonderful and tastefully done. It was all about positivity, and that's what we got to continue to just spread throughout these last few days, you guys, until November 3rd. Positivity, vote, 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 and vote! So that is all I have for you today, Gene. That's all the tea I have. I'm telling you, there's nothing else going on but Trump. And I just want to keep it on a positive note. If that's okay with you, with my soul.
Tell me about what happened with DJ Nice. What happened? He got an award, I heard.
DJ Nice got an award for, I didn't see DJ Nice get an award. Now, I heard Steve Harvey talking about D-Nice doing a versus battle that he couldn't be able to do it with D-Nice because he's too nice on the ones and twos. Steve Harvey said he'll only just be the one. So I did get He said that he would just be the one, honey. He said that man is the baddest thing right now. As we all know, he got us through the pandemic. You know, because we was down and out in the beginning of this pandemic, and D-Nice came through and just brought music and joy. So, no, if you know something about D-Nice and that award, please share with me.
I had just saw that he had gotten an award, and he was just saying how, you know, blessed he was and how thankful he was. That's all. He had got the best, the DJ. But he's at, like, I mean, what is he now? He's gotten about some million. What is this?
Followers?
Let me see. I'm trying to. He got about 2 million followers.
Wow.
2.5. 2.5. 2.5 million followers, girl.
It
yeah.
Can he, it can happen like
DJ
that.
DJ D Nice. I said D Dice. That's crazy. I said DJ D Nice. You know I'm old. I said DJ Nice.
So, yeah. You know, everybody else's name comes second.
Yeah.
Fresh.
Yeah, but anyway, that sounds good. You know, I'm not watching TV now, but I hate that I like the hip hop. I always like hip hop. Did they talk about anything else? I mean, how was it done? Was it virtually? Could you tell?
It was virtually done. Yeah, it was virtually done, but it was a few people, the 85 South, they hosted it, which are three comedians. It was just done very nice because actually I like this better than when it used to be, you know, live or being filmed when people were live in the audience, because it was just done nice. The editing, they didn't go too overboard. Like I said, it was just really a lot of positivity, and I thought it was going to be crazy now, because, you know, some of the young folks and what they're doing today is a little crazy. Some people I ain't know. But what I did know, of course, they tribute to Kobe.
I know, right? It's like, I don't know if I would know anybody, girl.
Yeah, it's different. It's definitely different. No New Edition, you know, no Belle Biv DeVoe, you know, no Keith Sweat or any of those artists. You know, it's now these are names I think it's Lil Baby and it's The Baby. It's a lot of babies. So, but it was just done very well. So just letting the youth know to vote, those that didn't think they could vote before, those that had felonies, those that had been to jail. So it just brought a lot of awareness to our youth and our rights to vote. So it was nice.
I love it. I think that's the whole thing. We've had bands driving around on trucks where they playing like the go-go bands here in D.C., and they're telling people to go vote and things like that. I think we'll see a whole lot of that going on this weekend, you know, with people trying to push people out to do that, you know, to get out there and vote and do that. You know, listen, it doesn't matter where you stand or, you know, it's not even our business. Just go and do it. I mean, if God is leading you to do it, I say go do it. If you're not hearing from God and you feel like you need to do something to just help with your kids or your family or, you know, do whatever you can to help. That's all. You know, just see what you could do to support and help. You know what I mean? Because I know, you know, this is a rough thing. You know, like we it's the two of the two.
It is.
It's rough. It's rough.
Yeah, it is. It really is. And it takes a toll on, you know, everything. And I think that just the tension and everything that's, I hope in the next 6 days and beyond, we can just clear up this tension, because it's just so much tension. And
That's not going to happen. I'm not trying to be a negative Annie or anything, but this is a good time for us to pray, really, because our nation is under judgment, period. It's not even about the political thing. It's just where we've gone as a nation. We're supposed to be a nation under God. We've grown into becoming the wealthiest and most prosperous nation. But what's happened is we've gone far away from what we agreed to at the beginning of this nation, which was allowing God to be hanging over this nation. And as long as we put everything else before God and we're doing everything else without God, making the Build Back Better or making America great again without God, it's going to be a problem. So I think as long as it doesn't really matter who's in office, this is what's happening. And we have to come as a nation and humble ourselves and turn from our wicked ways, you know, our greed, our distraction, everything that we put before God, and just really turn to Him and pray. Pray for healing. Pray for our president. Pray for our nation. Pray for each other. You know, start forgiving one another. Start praying for our enemies. Start praying for the will of God to happen. When we do all of that, and we as collectively do that, and we and God will hear from heaven, and He will heal our land. He's doing it in Israel, and He will do it here. So I know that He's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. And that's just going to happen. There's a civil war and a domestic terrorism that's going on now. The mayor, the doggone governor in Michigan, was getting ready to be kidnapped and killed. I mean,
what?
And even you didn't know that? The governor of Michigan was they locked up 12 or 14 white supremacist men, and they were going to kidnap her and kill her. They have all the evidence and everything, girl.
Wow. I am about to dig so deep into that.
Google it right now. Google it while we're getting ready to take a TJ Spine break. Because, the governor from Michigan. And not once has it been where it has not been accepted by our government or our president or any of that. And I'm not talking about the president. I'm just saying where we are. It's so much division and so much hatred and dislike that it doesn't matter who's in office, because it's all of it has been... All of the dirt and all of that was under the rug is now out. All of it.
Oh, my gosh, honey. Here it is. Oh, my gosh. Here it is.
Yeah.
How come it wasn't the first thing? Oh, my gosh.
Exactly. And not even just that, Gina. It should have been stopped when they came into her office with rifles threatening her when she didn't lift up the ban on the businesses and stuff. Like, that's the type of stuff. Like, where's the humanity? Like, what did that lady really do? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, could that not have been a conversation? Could that have not been a vote? Could that have not been some kind of something done, decency?
Yeah.
Why are you threatening this one woman? You know, why you didn't go to New York's governor? Why you didn't go to California's governor? You know, why is that? You see what I'm saying? So this is where we are. And so for me, until that changes, the heart of man changes, this is where we're going to be.
That's right. You're so correct. Oh, and it's just that.
Another black man was murdered yesterday in Philadelphia because he had a knife.
Yes. Now that is, I was trying not to, but yes, ma'am, I just read that. And that's a whole nother, I'm tired. Like, I'm just sick. That's why I didn't, because I'm just tired.
Yeah. On a protest. And not only that, Tamara Mallory, with the young girl, the protest, the advocates girl, she, you know, her life has been threatened. You know, they're digging stuff up on her and trying to figure out where she's getting the money from. I mean, it's really ugly out here. Not to mention what the president, the vice president are doing publicly, which is, Obama, all of them. None of them are, anything.
They're not even saying anything.
All talking and slandering each other. It's showing division. I feel like we're at the worst rival football game I've ever been to in my whole life. I mean, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's the worst situation. And it's like the red and the blue, the black and the brown, and the black and the white. And it's just too many divisions. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. It's those that believe in Corona, those that don't believe in Corona, those that want school, those that don't want school, those that want the businesses open, those that don't have the money to make it safe for the businesses to open, those that are black, those that are white, those that are blue, those that are red.
back and forth.
It goes on and on. So, honey, to me, it don't even matter who in office. The dirt is already, the jig is up. We are a country, and we are a country that is jacked up right now.
I love that. I love when you said the jig is up. You know what? I just want to tell you that. To find a light in it. You said the jig is up. We are found out. That's it, plain and simple. You take it right back, Gina. You always are so transparent. The gig is up, period.
Yeah, and it's just, everybody, the world is watching. The world is watching. You know, they're seeing it. They're trying to feel like jumping jacks, what do you call it, double dutch. They're trying to figure out
where they're going to come in.
There you go. That's all, because it's so divided. It's only a little a space in between, and they're just trying to figure out where that rope gonna lift up where they can come on and jump right on in.
Yep. Oh my goodness, Gina. I can't believe it.
We need to pray. You gotta keep reading. We're gonna take a break. We're not gonna take a break. We're gonna do DJ Spivey, DJ Dave Spivey. He's on Instagram, you guys, and I'm gonna tell you where you can follow him. But we're gonna take a gospel house break. Hey, I'm ready. You ready, Gina?
You know I'm ready. I'm sitting here ready.
Come on now. We ready, Doug.
the people whose hearts delight in the ways of the Lord. For your goodness and your mercy shines forever. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. What you've done for me. Jesus, you're the one. You're the one. The only one.
Wow, man, DJ Dave Sparks, I love you. Be bringing it. Do you hear me? You guys need to go follow him on Instagram. That is DJ, spelled out DJAY Spivey, Spivey. You need to go follow him. He also has a YouTube page. You want to go and check that out, you guys. I love it. DJ Spivey, DJ and Spivey, Spivey. And that's just D and J on YouTube, you guys. Check him out, DJ Dave Spivey. Yes. Yes, I love it, love it, love it. Okay. Now, you done had time to go on the Google. What are you finding?
Child, let me tell you something. This man, this is the woman's own state.
Yeah.
How do y'all dog a woman out that's governing your own people? Gina, I cannot believe our president. We have never encountered anything like this. I mean, she's a woman. She looks like she got a little olive in her skin. You know, I don't know for sure, but I see a little olive in there. But either way it goes, how do you speak about, I don't think she likes me very much. He's like a child. You know, he just says whatever he wants out of his mouth. And I know you heard the statement he made about him being the most popular person in the world, right? Did you hear that? He said he's the most popular person in the world, and he doesn't know any person popular to him. He said, oh, no, I'm sorry, maybe Jesus Christ.
Mm.
Girl, girl, we are at war, spiritual war. People think that it's so just, you know, black and white, like you were saying earlier. It's very, very, very different than what everybody is thinking that it is. That's why it goes beyond our thinking. But he made it plain and simple. Pray. I mean, he told you, he laid it on out there. So you guys need to just, we got to come together because this is scary. This is scary. This woman should not have to live in fear of her life because of who she stands for, what she stands for. Gina, the president, now you know that he can get some things done. I mean, he's the president. We've seen him get people out of jail that don't need to be out, that needs to be in. You know, they pin Ice Cube's views. You know, now they want to say that. It's just too much. So sometimes I do turn it off, you guys, and we have to do that sometimes. Because you got to turn it off. And if you don't turn it off, you are going to get so lost. And when you lose your way, it's going to be hard to find your way back. Turn it off. Turn it off. Because I'm telling you, this is terrible.
People are getting caught up in all of this. You see what I'm saying? So the people are actually getting caught up in it and taking it into their own hands. And it's like, you know, not like being brainwashed.
That's right. And it's hate. I've never seen the American flag in my life with such hatred as I do today. When I see someone wearing it or waving it, it don't even bring peace and joy to me. It don't even make me feel like it used to. It's crazy. Like, I see it and I just see hate. I feel like people are just, you know, the Trump signs, I feel it's hate signs. It's crazy that, I don't even know what to say, Gina. It's too much.
I didn't know you didn't know that happened, but now I know that you know that it happened, that governor thing. That's the mind-blowing thing, and just the fact that, you know, we're still, police officers are still killing folks.
While this governor is getting kidnapped, let's kill the little black man for having a knife that he can't do nothing with. I like it.
I mean, I don't even understand. I don't know. It's just a lot going on. But anyway, we're going to take a commercial break. For those that didn't know that, you can go ahead and Google that, you know, get more information out. But this is why we're saying that we need to pray. And this is not just stuff. I mean, prophetically, this has come up. So when this happened, those that God, you know, that this was revealed to, that we needed to pray against civil war and domestic terrorism. When that first came up and you know, those intercessors was, you know, God had revealed this happening to our nation, then this happened. So it's not like this happened and then, oh, this is what's going to happen. No, this was already prophetically said, and then this confirmed it. And I'm just so glad that we prayed, because then that prayer, I'm believing God heard the prayers and get, you know, protected her, you know, and protected her and got them locked up and hopefully locked they can get up. Some kind of therapy or something. I don't know. But, you know, I knew it was a lot. I was like,
that's scary.
Wow.
That's scary.
Yeah.
That's scary.
So, you know, this is what we need to, and then just the stuff that's still going on in the streets that we're not aware of. You know, I think a young boy got killed here in D.C. I mean, it's just a lot of stuff happening. Still stuff going on in Chicago. Still stuff going on in California and New York. A lot's happening, a lot of division. So we just got to keep prayed up. All right, I think we're going to take a commercial break, and what we going to need is Ministerial Minute by Minister Nicole Atkinson. But we're going to take a commercial break first. We'll be right back.
You are a child of God. His faith in you can move mountains. Your freedom comes from Christ alone, and you were picked by God and sealed with a purpose and destiny. To be everything God created you to be, I encourage you to order our foundational series from Life in the Spirit. It's time to live the supernatural life God ordained for you. When you live your life in the Spirit, you'll walk hand in hand with God to fulfill your calling. Order this series now at lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp.
The keys is authority. In Matthew 16, 19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things that's going on with the keys against the enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the keys against the enemy.
Love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Yeah, just say anything you want, have some fun, and at the very end say, and now you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, okay.
Have some fun. We're starting right now.
Hey, this is Rufus Troutman, and you're listening to Dr. Gina Radio Show, yeah. Now, I don't remember what I supposed to say.
Oh, pretty close. So Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Yeah, you're now listening to Dr. Oh, where we go right here. You're now listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Bye-bye. You're now listening to Dr.
Lord Gina's have Radio mercy.
Chat. Dr. Gina's Radio Show. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. That, like, I don't even have any words.
He still said show and chat.
I think he was so excited about doing that sound, Gina, that he just... He got it when he was in his own voice, but then when he got on that, it was show. Like, Lord, that's Roger Trotman's son, honey, or nephew, yes. I think son. Anyway, you know, more bounce to the ounce, you know, computer love, computer love. That's his people.
I loved it.
He was a cool people. Okay, listen, we're going to go into ministerial minute. I'm not ministerial minute. That's what I do. In his presence, Minister Nicole Atkinson. I love her. She just puts me in a zone. Doesn't she do the same for you, Gina?
I'm talking about I'm ready.
It's that anointing, honey. Okay, we're ready for it. In his presence, Minister Nicole Atkinson.
Hi. Welcome to In His Presence devotional for October. So excited for what God has placed in my heart and in my spirit. I tell you, we are living in some challenging times, but God is with us and He speaks to us. And if I had to title this monthly devotional for October, it would be Seeds of Righteousness. The Lord began dealing with me on planting of seeds during this whole pandemic and everything we've been dealing with in today's culture. It seemed like such an upheaval and unrest in the land. But it took me to Isaiah 10 and 12, and I grabbed this passage. And this is what it says. It says, I said, plant the good seeds of righteousness, and you will harvest a crop of love. Plow up the hard ground of your hearts. For now is the time to seek the Lord, that he may come and shower righteousness upon you. You know, as I read that, it settled in my spirit. Like now more than ever, we must plant the good seeds of righteousness. This current sinful culture is attempting to gain access to our hearts. They seek the Lord. and for he is our safe place. And that's what I kept hearing in my spirit, so resounding. Seek the Lord, for he is our safe place. Now is the time, like never before. It may seem like you don't have much. You don't have much to give monetarily. You don't have much to give emotionally, maybe spiritually. You're just feeling depleted. But don't lose hope. Don't lose heart. In this time, when the prophet Isaiah was speaking, he was speaking during a time where Israel was in a sinful place, when there was upheaval and there was just lawlessness and disobedience and rebellion. And it seems like today we're kind of in that sort of that same atmosphere where people want to do what they want to do and they want to say what they want to say, and they feel this liberty to justify their actions. But God says, now for my people, now was the time to plant good seeds of righteousness, and you will harvest a crop of love. You know what I determined in that, just in that very verse right there, the crop of love will help you to navigate through these tough terrains, but it'll help guard you against what's before you. It would help keep you in a safe place, would not allow you to be entertained by what you see with your natural eye, but it would keep you in your spirit, to keep your spirit solid, so that you can move forth in righteousness. Now more than ever, the time is now to seek the Lord. In your seeking, he will cover you, he will protect you, and he will shower you with his righteousness. You'll be able to make decisions that are holy, that are right. You'll be able to discern rightfully in the midst of all of the chaos. You won't be caught up in what everyone else is doing. And I want to share this with you, because really, when I read this passage, and even after I read a lot of my devotionals, I always have a special prayer. And the Lord wanted me to share this prayer with you on this particular devotional. I normally don't share prayers. I normally maybe share a testimony. But today I want to share a prayer, because I really believe God wants us to sow good seeds of righteousness so that we can get a harvest of his love. A crop of his love can overflow in our life, because now more than ever, we need it. We need it like never before. And so here is the prayer. There's the prayer that I wrote and that God released out of my belly. It says here, Father, I decree that I will plant seeds of righteousness. I command all the stony places in my heart to be broken up. I decree healing and restoration over my heart. I decree my seeds of love will fall in pleasant places and bring forth good fruit. I decree and I declare your righteousness is showering over me this day and forevermore, in Jesus' name. And so I pray that prayer over you, Father God, that the stony places in your heart will be broken up, that there will be healing and restoration over your heart, and that seeds of love will fall in pleasant places, and they will bring forth good fruit for you. I just thank you right now, God, for what you are doing in this hour over your people. And I thank you, Father God, that we will receive this word that you've given us, Father God, this day. So I implore you to seek him, to sow seeds of righteousness, and watch. I tell you, watch the harvest that you will reap in love. Amen. Amen. Listen, I love you. I'm cheering for you. If you would like to connect with me, you can connect with me on LinkedIn but Instagram under Nick_Purpose. You can connect with me on Facebook. Look me up under Nicole Atkinson. If you're a woman that wants to be inspired and encouraged in prayer, you can look for me under Woman Encourage. I have a Woman of Courage ministry. We meet and we pray and intercede every Monday and Friday mornings at 5 a.m. for 1 hour. And I would love to connect with you. So I hope this devotional has blessed you in some way. I hope the prayer speaks to your spirit. And I just thank God for you. I love you. Amen. Until next time, be well. I'm cheering for you.
All right. We got up next, Ron K. Hey, Ron K. How are you?
I'm fine, Dr. Dina. And you?
And I'm fantastic. This is a freelance graphic designer that I met through social media. I love his work. He did a portrait of myself, and I promised him that I would get him on this show. Tell everybody who you are, what you do, and where they can connect with you.
Thank you very much, Dr. Gina. I'm Tabi Ronke, as she introduced. I'm a Cameroonian, a science student in the university. I do graphic design as a freelancer. And you can connect to me on Instagram by the username visualupgrade.ma. I do graphic design and mainly cartoon portraits. So I'm just very happy Dr. Gina loved the work I did for her. And I'd like to work with many other people.
All right. I love it. I love everything about it. It's everybody loved it. It was a hit. It was it's a cartoon, graphic design. And it was just, you did it so quickly. So I told you that I love students. I love you guys. And I love how you're just so hungry and that you understand how this thing works. You sow and then you reap. And so you sowed into my ministry and I'm so thankful for that. And so I wanted to bless you with you doing this interview, which is worldwide. And I'm praying that you guys connect with him, Gina G, connect with him. Everybody yes. that's listening, you guys connect with him. He does the bomb work and he's a student. He is in science, you guys.
I love it.
So Gina G, meet Ron K. This is our friend from Cameron.
Well, I mean, it is such a pleasure. You did such great work. I really, really like it. And I had a question for you if you didn't mind answering it. When did you get into graphic art design? How long?
Well, I've been doing graphic design for 2 years now, but I started the cartoon drawing just 3 months ago.
Wow. I love it. I love it. He's the bomb. Go and follow him again. Tell everybody where they can follow you. Then we got to move on to Cooking with Patrice. Tell everybody where they can follow you.
Yeah, my username is visualupgrade.ma. Visualupgrade.ma.
Visual Upgrade. I love you, Ron K. I'm going to send everybody to you. You're the one, and I'm going to send everybody to you, our new friend on Dr. Gina's radio chat. We love you.
Thank you very, very much.
I told you we was worldwide, y'all. We don't be playing up here on BBS Radio and Dr. Gina's radio chat. All right. Thank you, Cameron. Thank you, Ron K. We love you from Cameron. We love you so much. Be good in school. Get those good grades and keep working hard, okay?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yep. You're welcome. All right. Patrice Cunningham, girl. Welcome to Dr. Gina's radio chat. This is my girl, Cooking with Patrice. She is a Korean barbecue expert, chef, and she's a business owner. How are you, Patrice?
I'm so good. How are you?
Girl, we fantastic. Tell us about this kimchi, girl. Tell us about it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's finally hitting the market. I've been working on it for the past couple years while I was doing other things. You know, I had opened that restaurant, the first Korean barbecue in D.C., so that kind of put things on hold. But when the pandemic hit, you know, unfortunately, you know, most of us were laid off. And so my focus was able to get back to the kimchi project. And here I am now, and we are launching in the local grocery stores in the next couple months. I am waiting for my official packaging to get here. That process was a long time. It took like several months to like get the design ready and then find the manufacturer. I just never knew that that process would be so intense. But yeah, we finally got through all those details. And so I just put in my first purchase order for my packaging. And so again, even with the pandemic, that's a plus or minus eight week lead time. So it's just like all this kind of time that you have to wait, but I'm really excited to be at this step at least. But right now, in the meantime, we're at the farmers markets every Saturday and Sunday, which is great. I love the farmers markets.
I do too.
Yeah, it's just a great way to interact with people and talk about the product. And, you know, I've been getting some really good feedback on the kimchi too. And I'm really excited. Like, somebody right now who was at the Eastern Market Farmers Market came by last Sunday, who lives in Florida, and she's asking me to ship her some kimchi down in Florida.
I love it. I just want to tell everybody a little bit about you. Patrice, I met you day one at a restaurant, and you were general manager running that place. And I mean, I've just seen your hustle and grind. I mean, by me going to that place, I got to see how you interacted, your friends, you know, just how you ran business and just your hustle and grind. And I'm telling you, this girl has it. Okay, there, you know, you, when you see somebody, Gina, and they just got it, this girl, like when I saw you and I said, Gina, you got it, this Patrice, she got it. Do you understand? It's just an it. And it's like, and it's so contagious, and you want to, you just like, you just expect great things. You just expect it. So when I saw this product, I wasn't surprised because I've tasted her food. I've got, you know, I've seen people pulling on her. Like, she has such it that every, like in DC, she's, I mean, I'm bragging about you, so let me do it, okay? You're not gonna do it. Let me do it for you. Let me do it for you because I got a couple of minutes. You know, she is the one. Like, restaurants want her. Like, she's it. She's so talented. She's a chef. She, you know, then she does her own you know, cooking packages and her hostings. I mean, you know, dinner parties, and I mean, she's the it. So like, wow. I expect to see her on TV. Like, I expect to see her own thing on TV. That's what I believe in. And I will never lose contact with you. I don't care where I'm at, because I want to see the victory laps. I want to see it come to fruition. I want to see it. She never stops. She sticks to her talent and her gifts, and she keeps on expanding from it. So please tell everybody where they can follow you. If you don't know I love you by now, then now you know. I done gave you your flowers because I love you so much.
Oh, that was so sweet. And thank you so much for saying all of that. I mean, you know, it's just, you know, I don't know where it comes from. It comes from my parents. They're always hardworking growing up. And like, I don't know. I just need to keep myself busy anyway. And there's always something to do. I mean, there's just always something to do. So I'm just glad to be able to do that.
She's gorgeous. She's gorgeous. And she can cook. I'm talking about, her stuff is good. I wish we had more time, Patrice. We got to get you back on. Okay. And when them packages come up, when you get all of that stuff done in the stock, one of the stores, we're going to have you back on so you can tell us what stores. I wish we had more time. Tell everybody where they can follow you.
You can follow me at Tegu Kimchi on Instagram, and I'm at the Southwest Farmers Markets on Saturday from 9 to 1 and Sunday Eastern Market from 9 to 3. So come check me out this weekend and get you some kimchi.
Yes, NDC, we love you so much. You guys, this has been a rocking show. You know, we just keep on praying for more time.
You.
Keep on praying for more time, you guys. Listen, live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. This was an amazing day, an amazing show with Gina G, my girl, with our trending tea, and all of our guests, Patrice Cunningham, Cooking with Patrice. We love you so much. Ron K, DJ Spivey, and Mr. Nicole Atkinson. We love you so much, and we love our producer, Doug Newsom.
Yes,
we love you so much. Continue listening, you guys. Tell everybody, you never know who's going to be joining us live right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Until next time, live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. Bye-bye.